A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Red Men Bite-Size. It is Wednesday, the 8th of May. My name is Dan Clubb. I'm here to run you through all the latest Liverpool news stories. And we begin with Darwin Núñez. Of course, where else could we possibly set off from in the last few days? It's all been about Darwin Núñez. There's been plenty of talk, plenty of tongues wagging after the Uruguayan striker deleted seemingly all as Liverpool-related posts from Instagram, keeping his Uruguay and his Benfica ones on there. So a lot of people have been discussing why and potentially what was his reasoning, what was his rationale behind doing that. And people potentially rightly pointing to the fact that it's simply because of some of the social media online abuse he's been getting after his performances have dipped of late for the Reds, which, if it is the case, is absolutely just unforgivable. It's abhorrent. Whatever you think of him form-wise, you just simply don't do that. I'm not entirely sure that is the case, but nobody really is, I guess, is the point. But he's broken his silence in sort of the last 25 hours as well in terms of social media, a little bit back and to with his compatriot Luis Suarez on Twitter, when Suarez posted a collection of his favourite goals and his goals full stop from his career, of course. And then he also took to Instagram once again to post a story with Ronald Araujo, the Uruguayan centre-back player for Barcelona as well, which I guess has fuelled the fire of the Barcelona link, which have been doing the rounds anyway, but it has been sort of sparked back into life when Núñez posted that picture on Instagram, on social media. And according to ONZETV3 and managing Barca on Twitter, Darwin Núñez is FC Barcelona's number one target to replace Robert Lewandowski. And a lot of people in the Liverpool fan base have been very split, I think it's fair to say, on Darwin Núñez. Some for long lovers, but particularly of late when we've needed him probably more than ever, when Salah hasn't been at it and Liverpool were in the title race, were at one point pushing for quadruple as well, and Darwin just left a little bit to be desired in front of goal, I think it's fair to say, and he just wasn't quite coming up with the moments and missing some gilt-edged chances along the way as well, and we needed him to really step up and he was unable to do so for us. So that for a lot of people has meant that they'd be happy or they'd be okay with selling him this summer. I personally, for what it's worth, in that camp, I think there's definitely a player in there. We've seen it all too, you know, much in glimpses. I think it's probably a fair assessment over his time at Liverpool, but there's definitely been moments of sheer quality, actually. Some of the goals he scored, some of the moments he's produced suggest to me that there's definitely enough to be keeping the faith with and working with. And under a new manager in Arne Slot, I think Slot fancy getting the best out of someone like Darwin Núñez, something he's done in the past with similar strikers of a similar ilk, namely Santiago Jimenez, right now at Feyenoord, the Mexican. He's definitely got the best tune possible out of him, and I think he'll look at all of Núñez's tools and his attributes and suggest that he can do something of a similar vein. So it's an interesting one. It's going to be an interesting summer, and much like it is for a lot of Liverpool squad in terms of incomings especially, but outcomings as well, I'm not sure anything's really off the cards, because like I say, new manager, new sporting director, Michael Edwards back in the building as well. It's going to be a really fascinating one. I think there's a possibility there's a couple of shock potential arrivals and maybe even exits, and I wouldn't rule out Darwin Núñez being involved in that conversation either. He certainly is right now, and like I mentioned, a lot of that off the back of his own social media activity, and I think a few people suggested that he wasn't particularly pleased to come off the bench, and he stormed off after the win over Spurs 2, and he hasn't been involved, or as involved as you might like, in recent weeks anyway. Johan Bakayoko next up. Liverpool reportedly have the Belgian on their radar as a possible placement for Mo Salah if Salah was to leave this summer. He's got 14 goals and 14 assists so far this season for PSV Eindhoven. Obviously, they lifted the Dutch Eredivisie, pipping on a slot final side to that title over the weekend. So Slot will have a good idea of what Bakayoko is all about. He'll come up against him a few times during his career from a management perspective. 21-year-old, already a Belgium international, as I mentioned, 28 goal contributions so far this season. The fee is around the 40 million to 50 million euro mark, so certainly not a fee that would frighten off Liverpool, I think. So yeah, possible there. I do think a lot of that will depend on Salah's future, but I will say if Mo Salah was to leave this summer, I think someone like Bakayoko, in terms of his profile, is exactly where Liverpool will be looking. I'm not sure we'd be going down the road of a Leroy Sané or someone of that ilk. I think it would be quite Bakayoko, somebody who's building their way up to bursting onto the scene and has got a very high ceiling, as opposed to somebody who's kind of been there and done that already and potentially either in their prime or on the way on the decline. So yeah, I think Bakayoko does tick a lot of boxes Liverpool will be looking for. Next up, Arne Slot could potentially stun Ruben Amorim, the other seemingly contender for a Liverpool job more recently, by making his first signing at Liverpool, Gonçalo Inácio. This comes from a report from Team Talk, and they claim that the Reds are eyeing Inácio this summer. Obviously linked quite heavily last summer as well, left-footed centre-back, exactly the type of player that Liverpool, a lot of Liverpool fans would have felt like we need. And according to Court Offside, Liverpool have a very good chance of signing the centre-back as he wants to leave Portugal and try the Premier League. He's got release clause around 52 million. He's only 22 as well. And whilst a lot of the conversation around Ruben Amorim was the hot topic, a lot of the simplistic next conversation was, well, will he bring Inácio with him? Well, it's going to be on the slot. And according to this report, there's still a chance we go and get Gonçalo Inácio anyway. And for what it's worth, again, in my opinion, I think someone like Inácio would be exactly the type of player we need. I think we need a centre-back this summer, most definitely. And I do think we are missing the balance a left-footed one can offer a side. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see on that. But as I say, most definitely, definitely, definitely in the market for centre-back when the transfer window opens in the next few weeks now. Next up, another report in the transfer market. Liverpool are reportedly keen on Stade Brest left-back Bradley Locco, and he's also been linked to Aston Villa and West Ham. It describes a problem area for Liverpool left-back, and obviously when you look at Andy Robertson, you can't possibly describe it as a problem area because he's still brilliant and he's performed absolutely exceptionally in recent weeks. But I mean, the backup one, Kostas Tsimikas, and I'm not going to sit here and say that he's a problem because he quite frankly isn't. He's been absolutely exceptional whenever he's been called upon, really, for Liverpool down the years. However, I mean, there's a wider issue at play with someone like Tsimikas. I think he's of an age now whereby he needs to be playing regular football, and he still doesn't look like he's going to get that at Liverpool. So I do wonder whether this summer, as I mentioned, with a new manager, new sporting director, Michael Edwards back, I wonder whether he'll look to say, right, I need to be playing, and they'll move on because of that. And someone like Bradley Locco, who's only 22, he's had a good season in Liga. Brest are pushing for Champions League football, which is a bit of a surprise from them. So maybe there's something in, not cashing in on, but, you know, thanking Kostas Tsimikas for everything he's done during his time at the club, which has been a hell of a lot, as mentioned, and getting a bit of a younger version, somebody who wants to fight and they want to be hungry and possibly could end up being the replacement for Andy Robertson when he eventually does move on. Numbers-wise, he's played 34 times this season and he's provided 3 assists, which aren't exceptional numbers, of course, but 22, French youth international, looks to be a lot of talent there, and he wouldn't cost the earth either. So yeah, maybe there's something in a move for him. Not loads going on in the world of Liverpool at the moment, I think it's fair to say. There's also been some reports linking us to Lloyd Kelly. There's an interesting summer coming up for the likes of Fabio Carvalho, who's been speaking to Liverpool Echo about his future and him wanting to come back and impress and be a part of Arne Slot's plan. So I think him, Seb Vandenberg, Tyler Morton, are all going to be wanting to do very much the same thing and get in the way of the manager and show him what they're all about and hopefully, from their perspective, be part of Liverpool's future. I'll quickly run through the news. Yeah, Barcelona reportedly singled out Darwin Nunes as a number one target to replace Robert Lewandowski. According to reports over in Holland, Liverpool have eyeing Johan Bakayoko as a possible Mohamed Salah replacement. Gonçalo Inácio is once again on the radar. He's got a £52 million release clause. Liverpool could well trigger that and take the Sporting defender away as Arne Slot's first signing, and Bradley Locco, Liverpool, Aston Villa and West Ham are all eyeing up the French youth international left back. Sam, finally, just to let you know, we do have a slot code running on redmenplus.com. you get 50% off a yearly subscription. We've got on the slot covered from every possible angle, and some very, very, very extra special content coming up over the next few weeks as well. So make sure you check that out. Use code SLOT, get 50% off a Captain yearly subscription on Redmen Plus. Thanks for listening. I'll see you all again soon. Take it easy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.